really just pumpkin spice lattes, they're associated with fall, with femininity, with whiteness even. You know, obviously people called them basic, you know, back when people were still calling things basic, like pumpkin spice was like the most basic thing that you could, you know, drink or whatever. But I'm wondering, like, how do food trends gather those kinds of signifiers? Like, how do they become shorthand?
One, she kind of did it to herself, but Starbucks certainly didn't help the situation. Who is going to Starbucks? Rich white people. That's part of it. Also, if you think of pumpkin pie spice, it's an American holiday from hundreds of years ago. It's not an African-American centered holiday. It's not a Mexican-American centered holiday. Do you know what I mean? It's the pilgrims who are white.
Also, even within my family, which we always celebrated Thanksgiving, we never ate pumpkin pie. I've only ever eaten pumpkin pie outside of my home. I grew up eating sweet potato pie.
So
that idea of nostalgia and connecting to history further associates it with whiteness.
And you mentioned femininity, and who makes the pumpkin pie? The mom, the grandmother. It's the female of the house, traditionally, historically, that makes that pie on that holiday. That's who we picture in the kitchen historically. So nostalgia is not comfort. Nostalgia ties something to a time and place in history, and nostalgia evokes an emotion and a memory. So nostalgia is much more complex than comfort. So emotionally, that's why we connect it, because of the history of it, with female.
Thinking about food trends, I imagine that there are some people out there that think that they're pretty silly. Why do you think food trends matter? Like, what do they mean to us culturally?
A flavor trend or a food trend or a cuisine trend, it is calming, and you can watch it unfold and you can read about it, and you know you can go to a restaurant and partake. You could go to the grocery store and partake. You can go on TikTok or whatever and find it there. And so in a world that upends always, a trend is something kind of calming that you can refocus even for a moment. It's a little bit of a distraction. It's one way I can kind of control one thing in my life by partaking or criticizing it, right? There's also control in hating a trend and criticizing it.
It sounds like, in a way, like a food trend can be an anchor in a certain way. If you like it or you enjoy it, it gives you something to attach to, but also it kind of gives you something as well if you don't like the trend.
It works both ways. Yeah.